You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Young people finishing school, college or university and hoping to earn extra cash after their exams can get summer job ready by downloading the HMRC app. Joining me now is Liz from HMRC. Liz, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, thank you.
Well, how does the HMRC app help young people who are looking for summer jobs?
Yeah, so the HMRC app is particularly relevant at this time of year for young people that might be finishing various stages of education and looking for jobs, perhaps in the hospitality sector or the leisure or retail sectors. And one of the biggest benefits of the app that young people feed back to us is that they really appreciate being able to find their national insurance number. It's very easy to find through the app, and you can even download it to your phone's digital wallet so that it's safely stored for whenever you need it. So obviously that means there's no more worrying about bits of paper or card or trying to memorize the number, unless you want to, of course. And the second benefit of the HMRC app is that it stores your employment history. And this means that when application forms ask for previous work experience, most of us will remember roughly when we've had different jobs, but the app will give you the actual detail of the exact start date and the end dates of your employment history. So that's obviously handy for filling in application forms and for adding that content to your CV.
And it can also help with things like tax codes, is that right? I know that can be a bit of a challenge to know where people stand with things like that.
Yes, very much so. Whenever people hear that term tax code, they often think, oh golly, you know, what is that and what are the details for me? The app gives you very handy access to your previous pay details and your tax details. So the tax code is simply a way of determining the amount of tax-free income that you're entitled to. And that's shown in the HMRC app, both your tax code, but also for further information about it. And the app also gives you, as well as telling you your national insurance number, it gives you an explanation of what that means. And it's essentially your unique identifier for the UK tax system. And it's required for employment to make sure that your tax and national insurance contributions are recorded correctly against your name. And that can help in the longer term for all sorts of things, including making sure that you get the right amount of pension. If people would like to know more about those things, then they can find further details at the gov.uk website. But the app is great because it I think from a young person's perspective, it helps to give you the key details you need for getting into the world of work, but it also does give you some explanation as to what these things are about.
And HMRC are also reminding young people starting new jobs to check their payslips to make sure that they're getting actually paid what they're entitled to receive under national minimum wage requirements. How should young people and maybe their parents as well check those things?
Yeah, so the national minimum wage is a very important thing, and the app gives people clear access to their pay details so they can see exactly what they've been paid in each pay period. It also gives people a reference section with up-to-date national minimum wage rates so they can check their pay against those rates. If I just briefly talk through those rates now, for under 18s at the moment, the national minimum wage is £7.55 per hour. For 18 to 20-year-olds, it's £10 per hour. And for those who are 21 and over, the national minimum wage is £12.21 per hour. And that rate is also referred to as the national living wage. Hopefully people will receive what they're entitled to. But if anybody listening thinks that there might be a mismatch between what they've been paid and what they're legally entitled to, or if they've got any questions, then you can find further information on this at gov.uk and search national minimum wage.
And young people can access their child trust fund information when they turn 16. What's that, Liz, and why is it important?
Yeah, so child trust funds are an important side point related to young people. So I wanted to highlight those today while we're talking about HMRC support for young people. Essentially, a child trust fund is a long-term tax-free savings account, and it was introduced by the government for children born between the 1st of September 2002 and the 2nd of January 2011. So, the Child Trust for Money belongs to the child, and they can take control of this account when they're 16 and then take the money out of the account when they're 18. So a lot of people listening to this topic about searching for summer jobs and so on may find it relevant for that reason. The Child Trust Funds are held with various UK Child Trust Fund providers, and you can find details of these providers by searching a free online search tool at gov.uk. Go to Find a Child Trust Fund.
Well, we're always thinking about security, especially when we're online. For parents who might be concerned about data security, what sort of safeguards are in place to protect young people's personal information within the app?
Yes, so HMRC takes data security very seriously, and for that reason, there are multiple safeguards in place to protect people's personal information within the HMRC app. So first of all, access to the app requires secure authentication through the government gateway via gov.uk. And then there is ongoing protection through biometric verification. So that's either facial recognition or fingerprint scanning or a secure 6-digit PIN code. And all of the data between the app and the HMRC service is encrypted, and it automatically logs users out after periods of inactivity. So that's to prevent unauthorized access if a phone gets lost or stolen, perhaps. And the app's design follows a minimal data principle. So this means that it doesn't display comprehensive financial records. It only displays information necessary for employment purposes. And all of these safeguards ensure that the tax information remains secure while still being accessible when needed for job applicants.
And you've had more than a million young people already using the HMRC app. What sort of feedback have you had?
Yeah, so the feedback from our over 1.2 million young users has been overwhelmingly positive, particularly with regards to the app's intuitive design and the straightforward navigation. People say it's really, really easy to use. And they tell us that they appreciate how quickly they can access their national insurance number, as I've mentioned. So that saves them lots of time. And they also say that it's very convenient for accessing information relating to their employment history. And in terms of the app ratings, currently on the App Store, the HMRC app is getting 4.8 stars, and on the Google Play Store, it's 4.7 stars. So if people would like to know more about this, if they haven't already downloaded the app and are interested, or if parents would like to find out more, then simply go to gov.uk and search HMRC app.
And we know the HMRC website has all sorts of accessibility options for blind and partially sighted users. How accessible is the HMRC app?
So the HMRC app has been very much designed with accessibility in mind. We know there's always more to do, and we appreciate feedback from our users. We regularly conduct accessibility audits. And in particular, the app has been designed to be compatible with built-in accessibility features that you'd usually find on a smartphone. So, for example, using voice activation, listening with a screen reader, increasing the text size, zooming in, I believe up to 300% is standard, and also inverting colours and adjusting contrast levels. Very much accessible is the key message that I want to get across today. But equally, we recognise that listeners will all be individual in terms of their different needs. So if there is anything that you would particularly like in terms of format or adjustment, then please do contact us. And the best ways to do this are often just via the specific tax area of the HMRC support via gov.uk, or you can go via HMRC's extra support team. So simply search for gov.uk and then extra support.
Well, lots of really useful information, especially at this time of year. Liz from HMRC, thanks so much for the advice when it comes to summer jobs for young people. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Hal.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.